Welcome to the Animal Health and Veterinary Employment Insider, brought to you by The Vet Recruiter. In this podcast, Animal Health Executive Recruiter and Veterinary Recruiter Stacy Purcell of The Vet Recruiter provides insight and practical advice for both employers and job seekers in the animal health and veterinary industries. The Vet Recruiter's focus is to solve talent-centric problems for the animal health industry and veterinary profession. In fact, the Vet Recruiter's mission is to help animal health and veterinary companies hire top talent while helping animal health and veterinary professionals attain career-enhancing opportunities that increase their quality of life. Today, we are going to discuss why the job market may be good right now, but why it might not always be that way, and more importantly, how you can build an animal health or veterinary career that withstands the test of time. Now, welcome, Stacy, and thank you so much for joining us today.
Hello, Caleb. As always, I'm glad to be here with you today.
So let's kick things off with the current state of the job market. We are seeing a lot of opportunities in the animal health industry and veterinary profession right now, which is great. But as we both know, economic cycles are inevitable. Why do you think it's crucial for professionals, especially those just starting their careers, to prepare for a potential downturn even when the market is thriving?
Well, that is a fantastic starting point, Caleb. The current job market is indeed robust, particularly in the veterinary profession. We are seeing a high demand for skilled professionals, which is creating a lot of opportunities for both new graduates and experienced veterinary practitioners. However, it is important to recognize that the economy operates in cycles. Periods of growth are often followed by periods of contraction. It is not a matter of if a downturn will happen, but when. For those just starting out, this can be a tough pill to swallow, especially when you are excited about all of the possibilities ahead. But understanding this reality early on can set you up for long-term success. By preparing now, you can build an animal health or veterinary career that is resilient to the ups and downs of the economy. This involves thinking beyond the immediate job opportunities and focusing on strategies that will keep you relevant and employed even when the market isn't as favorable.
That is such an important point. Many people might be tempted to just ride the wave of current opportunities without considering what might happen down the road. So when we talk about preparing for the future, what are some of the key strategies that professionals should consider to ensure they stay relevant and resilient in their careers?
One of the most important strategies is to play the long game. This means you have to think strategically about your career and not get caught up in short-term gains. While it might be tempting to chase after the highest paying job or the most prestigious title, it's essential to consider how each move fits into your overall career plan. Are you developing skills that will be valuable in the long run? Are you building relationships that can help you down the road? These are the kinds of questions you need to be asking yourself. Building a resilient career is all about creating a strong foundation. This includes investing in your education, continuously improving your skills, and expanding your network. It also means staying adaptable, being open to new opportunities, and willing to learn new things. The job market and the industry as a whole are constantly evolving, and those who can adapt to these changes are the ones who will thrive regardless of economic conditions.
You've touched on something really critical there, adaptability. In an industry that's constantly changing, being adaptable can make the difference between thriving and just surviving. How do you recommend professionals stay adaptable in such a dynamic environment?
Adaptability is indeed a cornerstone of a resilient career. The first step to staying adaptable is to embrace continuous learning. The animal health industry and veterinary profession are fields where new technologies, treatments, and methodologies are always emerging. If you're not staying current, you're falling behind. This means actively seeking out opportunities to learn, whether it's through formal education, certifications, or simply staying informed about the latest industry trends. Another aspect of adaptability is being open to change. This can be challenging because people tend to get comfortable in their routines and roles. But in a dynamic industry, it's important to remain flexible. This might mean being open to new roles that stretch your abilities, relocating for a job, or even shifting your career focus as the industry evolves. The more willing you are to embrace change, the more opportunities you'll have to grow and advance in your career.
That's excellent advice. Continuous learning and embracing change are definitely key to staying ahead. You also mentioned building and maintaining a network as part of playing the long game in your career. Can you elaborate on why networking is so crucial, especially when preparing for potential economic challenges?
Networking is one of the most powerful tools you have in your career toolkit. In any industry, but especially in fields like the animal health industry or veterinary profession, who you know can be just as important as what you know. Your network can open doors to opportunities that you might not have access to otherwise, whether it's a new job, a collaboration, or simply advice and support during tough times. One of the reasons networking is so crucial, particularly in the context of economic challenges, is that it provides a safety net. When the economy tightens and job opportunities become scarcer, having a strong network can make all the difference. People in your network can alert you to job openings that aren't advertised, recommend you for positions, and provide valuable insights into what's happening in the industry. It's much easier to navigate a downturn when you're not doing it alone. In addition, networking isn't just something you do when you're looking for a job, it's something you should be doing all the time. Attend industry conferences, participate in professional organizations, and make an effort to connect with people both inside and outside your immediate field. These relationships take time to build, so start now and continue to nurture them throughout your career.
Networking is certainly a long-term investment that pays off in so many ways, and it's interesting you mentioned the importance of continuous networking, not just when you're job hunting. That leads us to another important aspect of career building, maintaining a good reputation and not burning bridges. How vital is it to maintain positive professional relationships, and what impact can it have on one's career?
Maintaining positive professional relationships is absolutely essential. The animal health industry and veterinary profession, like many others, are close-knit communities where your reputation can carry a lot of weight. People talk, and word about your professionalism or lack thereof can spread quickly. This can significantly impact your career for better or worse. When you maintain good relationships and treat people with respect, you build a positive reputation that precedes you. This can lead to new opportunities even when you least expect it. On the other hand, if you burn bridges, it can come back to haunt you. You never know when you might need to rely on someone you worked with in the past, whether it's for a job reference, a business deal, or even just advice. The key is to always act with integrity and professionalism, regardless of the situation. Even if you are leaving a job or dealing with a difficult colleague, it's important to handle things gracefully. The veterinary profession is small, and the way you conduct yourself can follow you throughout your career. By maintaining positive relationships, you're not just safeguarding your current position, you're also paving the way for future opportunities.
That's so true. Reputation is everything, and burning bridges can limit future opportunities. Now, let's shift gears a bit and talk about how professionals can take stock of their value, especially in preparation for economic uncertainties. How can somebody assess and enhance their value in the job market?
Assessing and enhancing your value in the job market is an ongoing process, and it's something that you should be doing regularly, not just when you're looking for a new job. It starts with a self-assessment, taking a hard look at your skills, experience, and accomplishments. What do you bring to the table that sets you apart from others? What are your strengths, and where do you need to improve? One way to assess your value is by comparing your skills and experience to the current demands of the job market. Are there skills that are particularly in demand right now? Are there new technologies or methodologies that are becoming standard in the field? If you find gaps in your skill set, it's important to address them proactively. This might mean taking a course, earning a certification, or gaining experience in a new area. Enhancing your value also involves building a strong personal brand. This is how you present yourself to the world, both online and offline. Your personal brand should communicate your expertise, your professional values, and what makes you unique. This can be done through your resume, LinkedIn profile, professional website, or even speaking engagements and publications. Lastly, it's important to remember that your value isn't just about hard skills. Soft skills are equally important. How you communicate, work in a team, and handle conflict all contribute to your overall value as an employee. By continuously working on both your hard and soft skills, you make yourself more valuable to current and potential employers, which is crucial in any economic climate.
That's such a comprehensive approach to building and showcasing your value, and it ties in well with the concept of being proactive in your animal health or veterinary career, which you've mentioned a few times. Could you share more about how being proactive can help professionals navigate their careers, especially in uncertain times?
Yes. So being proactive is all about taking control of your career rather than just reacting to what happens to you. In uncertain times, this can make all the difference. When you're proactive, you're always thinking ahead, planning your next move, and preparing for potential challenges. This gives you a significant advantage because you're not caught off guard when the market shifts or when unexpected challenges arise. One way to be proactive is to set clear career goals and regularly review them. Where do you want to be in 5 years? What steps do you need to take to get there? By having a clear vision of your future, you can make decisions that align with your long-term goals rather than just going with the flow. This might mean pursuing certain job opportunities, developing specific skills, or building relationships with key industry players. Another aspect of being proactive is staying informed about industry trends and changes. The animal health industry and veterinary profession are constantly evolving, and those who stay on top of these changes are better positioned to take advantage of new opportunities. This might involve reading industry publications, attending conferences, or joining professional organizations. The more informed you are, the better equipped you'll be to make smart career decisions.
I love the idea of being proactive and planning for the future rather than just reacting to whatever comes your way. And speaking of planning, one of the strategies you've discussed is identifying the options available to you. How can professionals, especially those early in their careers, go about identifying and pursuing the right opportunities?
Identifying and pursuing the right opportunities is a critical part of career development, especially early on. The first step is to explore your interests and passions. What aspects of the animal health industry or veterinary profession excite you the most? Is it clinical work, research, public health, or perhaps something more specialized like animal behavior or wildlife conservation? By understanding your interests, you can narrow down your career options and focus on areas that align with your passions. Once you have a clear sense of your interest, it's important to research the job market. What types of roles are available in your area of interest? What qualifications and experience are required for these roles? Are there emerging trends in the industry that could create new opportunities? This research will help you to identify the skills and experience that you need to pursue the opportunities that interest you. Networking, as we discussed earlier, also plays a key role in identifying opportunities. Many job openings are never advertised. They're filled through word of mouth or through connections. By building and maintaining a strong professional network, you increase your chances of hearing about these hidden job opportunities. Don't be afraid to reach out to people in your network to ask for advice or to learn more about different career paths. Finally, it's important to stay open-minded and be willing to explore different paths. Your first job may not be your dream job, but it could be a stepping stone to something greater. Be willing to take on new challenges, even if they're outside your comfort zone. Sometimes the most rewarding opportunities are the ones you didn't initially consider.
That's great advice, especially for those just starting out and trying to figure out where they fit in the industry. Another important element of career development is continuing education, which you've mentioned a few times. Can you expand on the role of ongoing training and education in building a resilient career?
Continuous education is absolutely essential in building a resilient career, particularly in fields like the animal health industry or veterinary profession, where technology and best practices are constantly evolving. The knowledge and skills you gain during your formal education are just the beginning. To remain relevant and competitive in the job market, you need to commit to lifelong learning. One of the most obvious ways to continue your education is through formal training, such as advanced degrees, certifications, or specialized courses. These credentials can help you stand out in the job market and qualify you for higher level positions. For example, if you're interested in a leadership role, pursuing an MBA, or a certification in practice management could be a great investment. In addition to formal education, there are many informal ways to continue learning. Attending industry conferences, workshops, and seminars is a great way to stay updated on the latest trends and technologies. These events also provide valuable networking opportunities as you're able to connect with industry leaders and peers who can share their knowledge and experiences. Online learning has also become increasingly popular and accessible. There are countless online courses, webinars, and tutorials available on a wide range of topics, from technical skills to soft skills. Many of these resources are free or low cost, making them an excellent option for continuous learning. The key is to be intentional about your learning. Identify the skills that are most relevant to your career goals and seek out opportunities to develop them. And then finally, don't underestimate the value of learning from your peers and mentors. Whether it's through formal mentorship programs or informal relationships, learning from others in your field can provide valuable insights and guidance. Mentors can help you navigate your animal health or veterinary career, offer advice on how to handle challenges, and introduce you to new opportunities.
And continuous education truly is, as you're saying, a lifelong commitment. And it's great to hear about all the different ways professionals can keep learning and growing. Now, before we wrap up, I want to touch on the concept of resilience. We've talked about various stages and strategies for building a resilient career, but how would you define career resilience and why is it so important?
Well, career resilience is the ability to adapt to changes, overcome challenges, and bounce back from setbacks in your professional life. It's about being able to maintain your career trajectory even when the road gets rocky. In today's fast-paced and ever-changing job market, resilience is more important than ever. It's what allows you to not just survive, but thrive in the face of adversity. Resilience is built through a combination of factors, many of which we've discussed today. It's about having a long-term mindset, continuously learning, building a strong network, and being proactive in your career development. It's also about maintaining a positive attitude and staying motivated even when things don't go as planned. One of the key components of resilience is flexibility. The more adaptable you are, the better you'll be able to handle changes in the job market or shifts in your industry. This might mean being open to new roles, learning new skills, or even changing your career path if necessary. It's also about being willing to take risks and step out of your comfort zone. Being resilient isn't about avoiding failure. It's about learning from it and using it as an opportunity to grow. Another important aspect of resiliency is self-care. Taking care of your physical and mental health is crucial to maintaining your energy and motivation over the long haul. This means finding a balance between work and personal life, managing stress, and seeking support when you need it. A resilient animal health or veterinary career is one that's sustainable, and that requires taking care of yourself as well as your professional development.
Career resilience is such an important concept, especially in today's world where change is the only constant. As we come to the end of our conversation, do you have any final thoughts or advice for our listeners, particularly those who are just starting their careers or who may be feeling uncertain about the future?
My final piece of advice is to stay proactive, adaptable, and focused on the long term. The job market will inevitably change, and there will be challenges along the way, but by building a strong foundation now, investing in your skills, expanding your network, and continuously learning, you'll be well equipped to navigate whatever comes your way. It's also important to remember that your career is a marathon, not a sprint. Success doesn't happen overnight, and setbacks are a natural part of the journey. What matters is how you respond to those setbacks and how you continue to move forward. Stay focused on your goals, be patient, and trust in your ability to overcome obstacles. And finally, never underestimate the power of relationships. The connections you make throughout your animal health or veterinary career can be incredibly valuable, not just for finding job opportunities, but for learning, growth, and support. Take the time to build and nurture these relationships. They will serve you well in both good times and bad.
Those are excellent insights, Stacy. Thank you so much for sharing all of this great information with our listeners.
It's been a pleasure being here and discussing this important topic with you today, Caleb.
Now, before we go today, I want to remind the listeners of our podcast that if you are a hiring manager and need to hire top talent in the animal health industry, reach out to the Vet Recruiter for help to fill your most challenging roles. If you are a veterinary practice and need to hire a veterinarian, the Vet Recruiter can help you too. If you are a veterinarian or an animal health professional looking to make your next career move, reach out to the Vet Recruiter. Our website is www.thevetrecruiter.com. Thank you for listening to the Animal Health and Veterinary Employment Insider.